Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. It took 2 days, but Tigers win, Tigers win. LSU's quest for a championship continues after a weather delay last night going into this morning. The Tigers pulled off a 9-5 victory over UCLA. That means they're going to play the winner of this evening's matchup against Arkansas and UCLA tomorrow, 6 p.m., right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app, brought to you in part by our great sponsors, Lamarck Lincoln, E3 Industrial Staffing, Helm Paint and Decorating, St. Martin and Burke, and Rejuvenate on WWL and live on the free Odyssey app. Looking at that UCLA-Arkansas game right now, the Hogs have a 2-0 lead over the Bruins here. And what are we, in the bottom of the second?
Yeah, bottom of the second, and we're going to the third inning, Steve. So the third out that Arkansas just, they try to put a bunt down, and UCLA was able to field it. UCLA's defense is nasty, just like LSU's defense. Arkansas is a good defense as well. All these teams left in the College World Series seemingly have good defenses. But, 2-0 lead entering the third inning, as Koki had reported there. He was a couple pitches ahead of us. Wahiwa Aloy, the SEC Player of the Year, the best player on the Arkansas lineup, crushes a 2-run bomb to give them a 2-0 lead. After that nonsense that happened in the top half of the first,
I'm still scratching my head.
UCLA has the bases loaded against Zach Root, and they try to steal home with two outs. It was close. They got really, really close, but they didn't get it. And that feels like such a momentum shifter, doesn't it?
Yeah. I guess you could look at it the other way. If it ended up being successful, how aggressive and bold of UCLA to be going for it. But
it was definitely bold, but it did not work out for them. And then, Aloy responds with a 2-run shot. So Arkansas owns a 2-0 lead. And we'll keep you updated for as long as that game goes and for as long as we stay on the air until 8 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, we'll be monitoring the weather out there in Omaha for this matchup. Supposedly going to get a little dicey this evening. The Tigers dealt with that yesterday. Got through 3 innings and ended up being suspended. The game resumed this morning, 10 a.m. right here on WWL and the Odyssey app. In the end, the Tigers pull away with a 9-5 victory. Like you heard the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, saying, like Dolly Parton. Love to hear the analogy right there, if anyone doesn't get the reference.
Funny. Yeah, no,
someone even put out, I guess through AI, Dolly Parton in a nice tight LSU shirt.
Oh, there you go. No, Chris Blair's the man. We love having him on as a guest, and hopefully the next time we're talking to him, we'll be talking about another College World Series title.
Talking about them Tigers, LSU head coach Jay Johnson addressed the media after that 9-5 win over UCLA, and let's hear from the skipper of the Bayou Bengals.
Great win for our team. Really proud of them. The mindset piece with the disruption of the game last night because of weather. I thought the response in the first inning after giving up 3 to come back and score 4 was very much in character for our team. I think Anthony did a good job settling in and getting us 2 zeros. And then, really, really good first inning, as I mentioned, with, 2 strike hits by Steven, by Jake Brown, setting the table for Jared's homer. And it got us off and rolling. Big 2-out hit by Luis in the third inning yesterday, and love the tempo that Kaysen set today. I thought he was outstanding, as he always is. And then again, good job by our offense. 2 outs, nobody on, and get a couple guys on and get them in with more really good 2-strike hitting. And then Kaysen continued to do his thing and turned it over to Cooper, got us a big out, and then Chase was awesome again. And get reset and get ready for tomorrow night.
Jay, one of the guys we kind of talked about down the stretch at the end of the regular season was just getting Steven back on track offensively. Obviously, a big day. It seems like he's seeing the ball much better. Is there anything you kind of been working with him on just offensively to kind of get him more in a groove out here?
Yeah, he's got a great feel for baseball, and he's usually pretty quick to make adjustments. And I think he's had an outstanding year again. I think, you know, when you play in our league and you face really good pitching, you're going to have that weekend. Maybe you go 2-for-11, you know, or those types of things. The defense hasn't wavered. I mean, he's been phenomenal. I think he has 4 errors on the entire season, made some key plays today, including the first ball, you know, as the game got started. As far as the performance in the NCAA tournament, it's just really stacking quality at bats. And when he's focused on that and not trying to do too much, as he said, taking what the pitcher gives him, he's a really good player. And I think it kind of can go unnoticed with our team. It's more than talent. It's really skilled baseball players, and he is at the top of that. And so when you have that kind of skill, you can make adjustments quickly and usually not stay down for long.
I'm sure your pitching plan was to get more than 3 innings out of Anthony. You know, nothing you can do about that. But how do you adjust with that, and where does that leave your pitching having to use Kaysen, you know, like you did?
Well, I think never to look too far down the road in this tournament. I think you can get yourself in trouble with that. I think if you win the first two with only maybe 3 guys unavailable for the next game, you've probably done a pretty good job, and that's probably where we're at. I need to look at it a little closer. Don't have a pitching plan yet for tomorrow because we don't know who we're playing yet, you know, via Arkansas or UCLA. Both are capable of winning that ball game tonight. So we'll stay in tune with that and then adjust. And that's what this tournament is at times. You know, I've had delays here, night games that ended up being day games the next day. And I'm just really proud of the way the team handled all that.
Coach, you talked a few days ago about your desire to go through the winner's bracket sometime, and now you're 2-0, so congratulations on that. How do you look in the past and say, we've been in the other position before? How do you prevent that from happening to you?
Well, I think that's a great question. And one thing I always tell the players is everything is training for something. And, you know, we are in a similar situation in the regional, and a team played very good, you know, and whoever we're playing next is fighting for their season. And so you have to bring the same type of intensity, you know, to counterbalance, you know, that focus and that motivation of that team. And I thought we did an excellent job of that in the Super Regional last week, and I think we've done an excellent job of it here. I think it's not just winning to us, it's how we win and how we get better at this craft of trying to be one of the elite college baseball teams in the country. And my message to them will just be to use their experience well.
Most of your hits and runs came off of 2 outs when there are 2 outs still in the inning. Kind of talk about your approach from Fry, Curiel, Jake Brown, just stepping up in the big moment, being patient, and finding the pitch to hit and getting y'all going.
Yeah, I think it kind of goes back to that skill portion of baseball that I talked about. I mean, we certainly have great talent. You know, those guys you just listed off have great talent, but they're focused on what the game requires to win and their ability to stay within themselves, not try to do too much. And it's kind of special when you get to this time of year because nobody's thinking about anything but winning. And that's what we want our program to be about, is always placing the needs of the team above your own. You know, trying to do too much is not a plan. It's immaturity. And those guys have really grown and matured as hitters and players. And, you know, fortunately for us, those guys that you just mentioned, you know, I mean, we played them a lot last year. And, you know, they went through some of those growing pains and seeing some of the fruits of that labor now.
Jay, obviously, I'm sure you felt Kaysen was a really talented player. You would have recruited him. But you never know how freshmen are going to react in development. Was there a point in the season when you could have projected ahead and said, if we get in these big situations, I'm going to be able to count on him to do the job?
I think it's a valid point because freshmen don't transition to the SEC or the highest level of college baseball like him very often. And so that's a very natural thought. But if you know this dude, it's the least surprising thing of the season, actually. And, you know, I mentioned this the other day. I can't remember when it was. You know, when we recruited him and got him, it was a big deal. Like I said, I canceled a trip to see one of my best friends get married because he was coming on a second visit. That's how important I thought that was at the time. And then, you know, getting him through the draft and just how he talks, how he carries himself. Dad is a high school coach. Mom is a superstar. Brothers are great. And I just, he's got ability. And very rarely, you know, do you get that combination of talent, makeup, character, maturity that's ready for what we have to do. He has it. And so in general, yes, surprising. No, in case, and not really that surprising.
Your coaching background has been West Coast, Arizona, Nevada, even San Diego, which I find very interesting that UCLA really didn't deal with a whole lot of weather issues this season, whereas it's been a steady theme for you guys throughout the NCAA tournament. You talked a lot about it prior to your regional and the whole scheduling and scheduling the first game rather than the night game in the Baton Rouge regional. What have you just learned throughout your tenure in Baton Rouge?
Probably that the best weather for college baseball is in Tucson, Arizona. You know, I was very underqualified as a weatherman coaching in San Diego, Reno, and Tucson. And it just becomes part of it. And as I mentioned, like everything is training for something. I mean, it wasn't just the regional, super regional. I mean, we played like four games at 10 p.m. this year. And we finished a couple at 1:30 in the morning. And I'm the luckiest guy in the world because my fans will stay. Now, we got to work on their alarm clocks because the send-off for the team was a little light this morning at 7:45. But they're night people, and provided we stay on schedule, you know, hopefully we'll have them back out tomorrow.
With the way that Derek's playing and the contribution you got from Kaysen, what have you seen from this freshman class broadly, and how impressed are you by the talent that exists in this youngest group?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, and we had to get on it like right away. Like this is like a few years in the making. Like this just didn't happen overnight. It's not football recruiting where the guy flips on signing day and that sort of thing. You know, Derek, I was pretty confident he was going to come to Arizona. And so the relationship had been built. And then when I came to LSU, that one happened pretty quickly. Kaysen was one of those, like in the normal recruiting period, September 1st of the junior year. And you're fighting everybody to get them. And there's more, you know, I mean, John Pearson pinch hit in this game, William Schmidt, Maverick Rizzi, Cooper Williams, you know, has been great for us down the stretch. And there's seven of them that are on this roster. I would bet that's probably the most of any on that's in the College World Series. And there's just that talent meets character meets ready for the moment, you know, type group. But it's been like 3 or however long I've been here now. It's my fourth year, like 4 years in the making. From Derek was probably the first one. I mean, we got Cooper last July, you know, because of a coaching change. So I'm very excited to have that as the foundation of going forward. And as you can see, they're ready to help us win here now.
Kind of going back to the weather and stuff, the way it was setting up, the way Anthony had settled in, when all that happened last night, take us back. How frustrated were you and what was going through your mind?
You know, as you get older in coaching, something I try to get better at is not worry about things that I cannot control, you know, whether it's NCAA rules or the weather. If I could have the power to push back lightning and rainstorm, I probably wouldn't be a college baseball coach. But, you know, I want to set a good example for the team. You know what I mean? Like if I'm frustrated and making it a thing, then they're going to make it a thing. And it's my job to lead and not make it a thing. And so that's what I chose to do. And you got to, like some of the smartest people in the NCAA running this deal. And they thought we had a window now. And, you know, hopefully the sun's out. Hopefully it stays out and we can get the tournament, you know, back on track. But I told the players, I mean, we literally finished the game like 13 hours later than we would have. So is it really, it's only a big deal if we make it a big deal.
Jay, you've talked in the past about, I don't know if it was Arizona or not, how your season ended in 24 hours. You're going into a situation like that potentially today, I guess. How much did that ever enter your head? And how important was it? Everyone's important, I get that, right? But how important was it to avoid that situation?
Yeah, I met with Nate and Jamie last night once we got back to the hotel, and we mapped out the bracket and all scenarios of how we were going to attack it. Because again, it's a double elimination tournament. It's not a death sentence to lose a game here. And like I said, we've lost that game and been to the finals twice after losing that game that we just played in. So it was important, but me adding that to our team is not going to help them play the way that they're capable of playing. And maybe it wouldn't matter because I believe in their mental strength so much, but obviously important, but focusing on what we needed to do to play well in the game was the entirety of the discussions with the team.
LSU head coach Jay Johnson there, and talking about if he could control the weather, that he wouldn't be a baseball coach. I don't know if I believe that, Charlie. I think it's in Jay's blood.
No, I think so too. Jay was born to be a baseball coach. And just listening to him talk about everything from this talented group of freshmen to keeping the team, you know, in it despite the rain delays and matching the intensity of the upcoming opponent that they have, whether that be Arkansas or UCLA. Right now in the bottom of the third, Arkansas still holds a 2-0 lead over the Bruins. So we'll keep you updated on that. But he said that either one of them is going to be playing for their season with this matchup tomorrow against the Tigers. So you got to be able to match that intensity. I just, you know, Jay's the man. LSU fans are lucky to have that guy.
For sure. So glad we have him here in LSU uniform and leading this Tiger team, because, you know, besides being a great coach, getting these transfers or recruits, who the heck doesn't want to play for Jay?
He's relentless as a recruiter, and everybody knows that.
You saw him say it all. I blew off his buddy's wedding.
Yeah, 4 years in the making for this LSU freshman class, and they've been showing up in Omaha.
Taking a break, we're going to talk more about the College World Series. Joe Healy, writer and podcaster for D1 Baseball, will join us after the break. You can chime in. Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. It's 504-260-1870. Be back right after this. Stay tuned on WWL. Ooh, those clouds are dark.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Looking at the end of the third inning over in Omaha, the Arkansas Razorbacks have a 2-0 lead over UCLA. They did show a shot of the sky, and it was definitely an ominous-looking dark cloud hanging over the stadium over there. Joining us from Omaha now, Joe Healy, writer and podcaster for D1Baseball.com. Joe, how you been doing, man?
Not too bad. Can't complain. Spending this week in Omaha is, something I'll never complain about, no matter how much it tries to rain and ruin our time.
They just showed, like I was saying, the cloud on TV right now. What is the situation over there right now? Is the rain pretty imminent to come in this matchup?
I mean, yes and no. There are some clouds. I'm looking at it right now, like literally looking out a window now. It does look a little bit dark, but honestly, the forecast has gotten better and better as the evening has gone on. Okay. Like, it looked like a sure thing that we were going to get stopped at some point and maybe get suspended again like last night. But honestly, the forecast has looked better and better. So, would it shock me if we had a delay? No. But knock on wood, it does kind of look like we will be able to get this in at some point.
When you look at the game tonight, if things do end up getting suspended, is it going to be a situation similar to what we saw today where the UCLA-Arkansas game would resume in the morning and then still at night would be the plan to play LSU versus the winner of the matchup?
I think some of it would depend. So that's going to be an NCAA question, so we're not exactly sure. And some of it will depend on how much is, how much of the game gets done and where we are in it, because they also have the option of just kind of pushing everything back a day. So, the second game that's scheduled for tomorrow could just get pushed to the day after, because they do have some slack in the schedule where we have a scheduled off day and then potentially a second scheduled off day, depending on how things shake out. So there is room in the schedule to move things around. I think it's just going to come down to how much game did you get in and how much is left and all that, especially being sensitive to the fact that, UCLA has already had to do this once, so how much do they want to put them through?
Joe, before we get to the LSU questions and kind of looking a little bit ahead and everything like that, I want to get your thoughts on the performance that you saw yesterday from Gage Wood. I mean, just the stat line is unbelievable, but you were watching him just cook. 19 strikeouts, 9 hitless innings, the third no-hitter in College World Series history and the first since 1960. I mean, it was an unbelievable showing from him in an elimination game against Murray State. And, I mean, Gage Wood, what else can you really say?
Yeah, I mean, one of the most dominant performances that we're ever going to see. I mean, I was here 2 years ago, and we watched Paul Skeens and Rhett Lauder go pitch for pitch, and I thought that'd be hard to top. And I guess for a pitcher's duel, I guess that still takes the cake. But, man, an individual performance, I'm not sure I've seen one more dominant. And there's a couple things to that. One is just obviously because it's a no-hitter, but the other thing that was so impressive to me is just his stuff was so dominant. Like, I don't say this to take anything away from him, but it's not like he was dotting corners and mixing his pitches and being crafty about it. Like, he was just throwing fastballs and blowing it by people. And they said that in the postgame, Ryder Helfrich, the catcher, was like, I was just calling fastball over and over again. And it was just fastball middle was the call. And it was just too much. That fastball carries through the zone. So Murray State hitters saw it at the belt, but it turns out it was at the letters. And that's just, it's a tough thing to overcome. And look, this is a guy that really helped himself from a draft standpoint. He was already a premium prospect, but I have to imagine yesterday he made himself some money, and it's a little bit reminiscent of what we saw here from an Oklahoma pitcher named Cade Horton a couple of years ago in the 2022 series, where he pitched great in the finals against Ole Miss, ultimately in a losing cause, but he pitched great and ended up going in the top 10 of the draft. I don't know where Gage Wood will end up getting drafted, but it wouldn't be a surprise to see him have done something similar to his draft stock based on what he did yesterday.
Joe, kind of looking ahead, your thoughts on LSU's pitching plan for the winner of this game, UCLA and Arkansas, who they'll meet tomorrow night? Because, having to burn Cason Evans the way they did with the game getting shut down, Anthony Ianson gets burned as well. He throws about 45 pitches in the 3 innings that he tossed against UCLA before the rain delay. And then Evans comes out and tosses 4 1/3, so he's not going to be really available for the game tomorrow night. I want to get your thoughts, because LSU still has a couple different bullpen pitchers that they could go to before potentially getting into a winner-take-all game 7 if they lose tomorrow night. But what do you expect to kind of see from LSU on the mound against either one of these teams, Arkansas or UCLA?
Yeah, I think it's one where because you're sitting at 2-0 as LSU, you're able to use the format to your advantage. And Jay in postgame said, look, we have to figure out who we're playing before we really start to bear down the matchup and decide what we're going to do. But I think it's going to be a little bit of an all hands on deck performance in the game tomorrow, and then you can kind of reset your pitching a little bit after that. So I would expect it to be kind of cobbled together tomorrow, just to kind of get through it. The good news too, from an LSU standpoint, is Arkansas went back to Gage Wood here today, and he's pitching pretty well as we sit here and talk, but he had a long first inning, and he's coming back on short rest after admittedly a short outing, but he's probably not going deep. And so they're going to have to burn a couple of guys, and maybe that's Aiden Jimenez or Landon Beitelschies, two guys that maybe could have been starters for Arkansas in a potential matchup against LSU. And I don't want to discount UCLA, but UCLA is actually in worse shape from a pitching standpoint. They're, you know, as we speak, they're warming up a guy in the bullpen that pitched earlier today. So they're even worse off from that standpoint. So no matter who it is, I do think LSU is actually in a decent spot. You've got bullpen guys that, you know, everybody's bullpen is a little bit volatile. Nobody has that many guys they trust, but Arkansas has been baited a little bit into using some guys too, in the same way that LSU has. So I think for both teams, it'll be one of those classic all hands on deck, using 5-6 pitchers, just making it work, and then just getting to the next day. And that, I think this is the advantage that SEC teams have when they get here, is that that's just like a Sunday in the SEC, right? Like, you're going to have to use 6 dudes and you're going to have to cobble it together and maybe use some guys you're not totally comfortable using in the spots you're using them in, but that's just kind of the way you have to do it sometimes.
What's been a big relief for Tiger fans right now, at least, Joe, is the fact that the bats have come alive away from Tiger Stadium. We've seen the offensive output and guys starting to really heat up. Steven Milam, one of them, but at least the Bear Jones, Jared Jones, got out of a little bit of a slump with that 3-run shot the other night. But he's definitely been hit or miss. Unfortunately, it's been a lot of miss lately. But when he does seem to get into a groove, it's been potent. It's been a really good output that he's had. Is that going to hurt him in his draft stock at all going into the Major League Baseball draft? Or do teams kind of know what they're getting with him?
Well, I think both. I think there's something to, you know, I was on your air early this season, and I'll raise my hand and say that I thought he had become a more complete hitter. You know, I was pretty optimistic about, hey, this is a guy who's probably earned himself a little money and improved his stock because he's showing that he's a complete hitter. And it turns out that while that might be a little bit true, that he's improved a little bit, obviously he's getting exposed this time of year a little bit. So I do think teams know what they're getting. You know what you're buying. Like, it is big league physicality. It's big league raw power. If you can have him, if you can find a way to get him to cut down on some of those strikeouts, I think he might have something. He's limited defensively. He's a right first baseman. That's not a profile that teams tend to love unless you produce this level of, you know, Spencer Torkelson in college. So, you know, your ceiling is going to be a little bit limited there. But I do think the way that good pitching late in the season has been able to, hurt him in that way, I don't think helps. But again, because of that power and that physicality, like, he's going to have a pro career. It's just a matter of what he does once he gets that opportunity, because look, if he does become a complete hitter, he's has such good raw power that he's going to be a dangerous bat.
Joe, you know, something that we've talked with you about on this air as well is with Jay Johnson and building this team, it was always built around pitching and defense, and that's been the key all year long for them. And then the one that's been a little bit wishy-washy, but is starting to show up a little bit in Omaha, is the clutch hitting. And you saw, you know, against UCLA, outside of the 4 runs in the first that were scored with one out, you know, they scored 5 runs all with 2 outs after that. And it's all different guys getting these big clutch 2-out singles. They get runners on base. They're patient at the plate. They're getting some, you know, free passes, and then they're making the most of it as well. I just want to get your thoughts on, you know, the Jay Johnson offense, because it feels like it's starting to show up in Omaha, which is really big news for LSU fans.
Yeah, I agree. And I think the clutch hitting is such a mysterious thing, right? Like, it's hard to pinpoint. Like, you know, we ask coaches all the time, like, what was the difference today? Because you got clutch hits, and then the next day you don't. And what happened there? And there's really not a lot of good answers sometimes. Sometimes it's just like, well, the balls weren't falling and on this day, and they were on the previous one. But I think one thing that's a through line that I think you can point to with LSU is the guys, especially the ones that are getting hot now, like a Steven Milam. Like, what you always get from them, even when they're not going well, is a pretty competitive at-bat. They go in there with the right mindset. They go in there to battle. They go in there to compete. And so eventually, you know, whether their swing is a little out of whack or not, like, you know what you're going to get there. So when the swing does come back, those good at-bats where they're scrapping and battling and putting the ball in play, suddenly you start to square the ball up a little bit more. And I do think that's something of what we're seeing here, is the at-bats never really were the quality of the bats never really were the problem. So when you continue to get that as a baseline, again, when you start to square the ball up a little bit, I think this is what happens. And, you know, I've been skeptical of the offense a little bit this season too. Like, I'm certainly as guilty of anybody, but it does seem like they're coming around at the right time.
Joe, LSU 2-0 on one side of the bracket. The other side of the bracket, the Sun Belt team, the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers. Don't call them the Chants, or else you'll get yelled at by their coach. But I just want to get your thoughts, because we've talked with you about Coastal, that they were kind of underseeded as the 13 seed. They could have very easily been a top 8 national seed, but because they're in the Sun Belt, and the Sun Belt was a little bit down this year outside of Coastal and Southern Miss and, you know, maybe Troy. They ended up getting the 13th national seed, but they go to Auburn. They sweep the Super. They're on a 25-game winning streak, Joe. I mean, that's for real. And as we've talked with you about them before, the difference between this Coastal team in years past is their pitching. And their kind of decision-making in Omaha was really interesting, using two of their starters with Riley Eichhoff and then Cameron Flukey in that first game that they played against Arizona, and then having Jacob Morrison, their ace, the Sun Belt Pitcher of the Year, throw an unbelievable performance against Oregon State. And that pitching is the difference from this Coastal team from years past, as you've mentioned, because they've always been able to hit the cover off the ball, but their pitching staff this year is just so, so solid.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pitching staff with pros on it. You know, I've said it on your show before, just that most SEC teams, save for probably LSU and Arkansas and maybe Tennessee, but maybe even not them, would trade their rotation, you know, for Coastal Carolina straight up, just because it's a couple of pros and Morrison and Flukey, and then you've got just a classic Sunday starter who throws a bunch of strikes in Riley Eichhoff. And the bullpen is the same way. Like, the bullpen's got pros, the bullpen's got, you know, situational guys, guys who throw hard, guys who throw soft, changeup guys, breaking ball guys. It is a nasty pitching staff to deal with. And that's why, look, you know, they're going to take on Louisville, and credit to Louisville. Like, they came back in a big, you know, fought today after they'd given up a lead, and their offense is really, really good. But I have a hard time imagining Louisville, with the quality of pitching that Coastal Carolina has, I have a hard time imagining Louisville being able to overcome them, because the Chanticleers have the pitching to neutralize Louisville's biggest weapon, which is that it can score runs in bunches when it's going really well. And Coastal becomes really, really dangerous, whether it's LSU or someone else on the other side of the bracket. If Coastal is able to get this done tomorrow and go 3-0, advance to the final, the fact that they're going to have a basically entirely rested pitching staff going into the finals, like I said, makes them really, really dangerous for whoever's on the other side.
So, Joe, you think we could be headed for a potentially Jay Johnson revenge matchup against Coastal Carolina? When he was with Arizona, they took them, you know, down the Wildcats for a national title back in the day. So maybe Jay can bring the Tigers now to the finals against the Chanticleers if both make it that far. And finally, Jay Johnson, you know, taking them down, getting that revenge, like I mentioned.
Yeah, it's been a series of that for Coastal Carolina, because their first game here in Omaha was against Arizona. So right. It might be the reality that they have to go through Arizona and then go through the coach who coached Arizona back in 2016. But yeah, you know, if you made me pick now, that's the matchup I'm going with in the finals. And look, if you're an LSU fan, like, I know you might be, I think big college baseball fans know the name Coastal Carolina, but I do think there's probably some element of, oh, it's a Sun Belt team. It's, you know, if we play our best baseball, we'll have it handled. And that might be true. Obviously, LSU's got more talent on the whole, certainly more depth. But this is not a team you're going to be able to waltz in and just beat because it says LSU on your chest and it says Coastal Carolina on theirs. And they know that. But, you know, I think there's going to be a little bit of surprise for some fans who maybe, you know, casual fans haven't been paying attention to the national college baseball scene, that are going to see the stuff that Coastal Carolina brings to the table, both on the mound and in terms of, you know, some of their position players, like their catcher, Caden Bodine, and probably be a little bit surprised at what they see.
You know, Joe, it's an interesting point that you also brought up with Coastal having their rested pitching staff if they were to take the game tomorrow against Louisville. It's a similar situation with LSU and Arkansas. Like, if they can beat Arkansas, or I guess UCLA, regardless of who wins this matchup, in that game 3 and improve to 3-0 and make it to the College World Series finals, like, you have Cade Anderson on a full week of rest for Saturday's game 1. And then with Anthony Einson only tossing 45 pitches and basically last night, he'll be on good rest for game 2 of that College World Series final. So we could see, depending on what happens tomorrow with those two elimination games for the teams that are trying to come out of the loser's bracket and the teams that are trying to avoid the winner take all game 7s, could see a lot of really talented pitching this upcoming weekend.
Yeah, no doubt. And I feel like it's a situation where we really can't lose, you know, as just college baseball fans and observers, because either, you know, there's a very real scenario where we get LSU and Coastal matched up with two really rested pitching staffs, at which point you're going to have, you know, let's just say Flukey versus Anderson and then Morrison versus Ianson, like, yes, please, on that, just as a college baseball fan. And if not, if Arkansas, you know, it wins this game and then, you know, gives LSU a push, and then, you know, on the other side of the bracket, if Louisville can do the same against Coastal Carolina, we might get really tense, you know, games to move on to the finals. So I feel like no matter which way it goes, you really can't lose. But man, those pitching matchups between LSU and Coastal, if it goes that way, are just about as good as it gets.
Joe, always appreciate the time. Thanks for taking some a break away from the action in Omaha to join us. And what is Rocco's like, though, before we let you go? Is the scene there just absolutely nuts with people buying shots?
It is, and as a result, relatedly, I kind of avoid it, to be honest.
I hear you.
That's an establishment that does a lot of good work for food banks and nonprofits, and so I support them, but I tend to stay out of there this time of year.
Always appreciate you, Joe. Thank you so much, and enjoy the College World Series. I know you will.
All right, fellas. Take care.
Thanks, Joe.
Writer and podcaster for D1Baseball.com, Joe Healy joining us there. You can follow him at Joe Healy D1 on Twitter. Taking a break here on Sports Talk. We shall return with even more. Also have a Stanley Cup update right after this on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Florida Panthers trying to repeat as Stanley Cup champions. They currently have a 1-0 lead over the Edmonton Oilers. 4 minutes left in the first period over there. Sam Reinhart putting in the puck in the net for Florida has given them the lead right now. And will be interesting to see if we end up, you know, the Stanley Cup finals come to a close this evening. And then on Thursday, possibly OKC closing things out too.
Yeah, you know, I kind of want to see a Game 7 of the Stanley Cup finals or even the NBA finals, but I'm also rooting for Florida to just take it home and get it over with, right? And they can win on their home ice tonight, which would be a huge plus, too. They're just better than Edmonton, Steve. And I'm a hockey fan. I'm not, like, an analyst or anything like that.
Yeah.
But you can tell just watching these two teams go up against it. Like, Edmonton has snuck out some wins against this Florida team. But when Florida's beaten Edmonton, they've, like, just destroyed them. And so we'll see if that happens again tonight. Because I remember last week we were talking, and Florida takes a 3-0 lead in the first period, and you're thinking, oh, my goodness. And then Edmonton just claws their way back and ends up sneaking it out in overtime. So
that was unreal.
Hopefully Florida can hold on to this lead that they picked up early, and they can close out the Stanley Cup Finals. And then, you know, this is other hockey talk, but we'll see what happens in the future of Connor McDavid and if he decides to request a trade from Edmonton, which is what a lot of hockey people are starting to kind of speculate. If they don't get it done this year, Edmonton's kind of in a bad spot for the foreseeable future. Maybe the best player in hockey could be, you know, maybe forcing his way out of town. We'll just kind of have to see.
Yeah, the biggest question for me going into this matchup for the Oilers was definitely at goalie. I went back to Skinner tonight in net for them. We'll see how that pans out, but he's definitely gone through some hot and cold streaks, but it seems like a whole lot of cold.
Yeah, he's a weird goalie. I mean, he was one that the Stars could not figure out in the Western Conference Finals. My favorite team in hockey. You know, the first hockey game I've ever been to was last year. I went to go see game two of the Western Conference Finals between the Stars and Oilers. The Oilers beat him last year, and then they rematched this year, and they beat him again. He has these games where he's either untouchable, like you can't get a goal past him, and he doesn't allow anything, or then he'll just get touched up for like five goals.
He's Swiss cheese.
Yeah, it's really, really strange, but it's just not consistent enough to potentially win a Stanley Cup. So rooting for Florida here. Hopefully they can close things out. And Steve, I wanted to go back to what we were just talking with Joe about, because I think it's a really good point. Tomorrow's games are fascinating to me. Same thing with Coastal Carolina versus Louisville and LSU versus, once again, it could be Arkansas or UCLA. Arkansas currently holds a 2-0 lead in the fifth inning now.
Yeah, they're cruising along here.
Right. It's kind of a quick moving game. Zach Root is having a nice bounce back performance for the Razorbacks. Regardless, if the two teams that are 2-0 right now are able to pick up the third win without having to go to a winner-take-all game where you're forced to use one of your best arms, the pitching lines up awesome for the College World Series finals. Like, you could see Jacob Morrison, the Sun Belt Pitcher of the Year for Coastal, who just tossed almost eight innings of one-run ball against Oregon State earlier in the week, versus Cade Anderson, who just tossed seven runs of one-run ball earlier in the week. Those two could match up in game one. And then you could see like a Cameron Flukie versus Anthony Ianson or something like that. We'll just kind of have to see how it all plays out, because I think if you see both of the teams that are 2-0 get to 3-0 and advance to the College World Series finals without having to use those premium pitching pieces, it's going to be awesome for the finals this upcoming weekend.
We are taking a break here on Sports Talk. We'll get back, close things out. So stay tuned right after this on WWL. Don't forget, you can have this show delivered directly to your phone absolutely for free. Listen to all 4 hours, one specific hour, or just the hottest clips. Just download the Odyssey app and follow Bobby Hebert. It's that easy. We realize you can't always listen to this entire show live, so Odyssey makes it easier for you to listen when you want and how you want. That goes for this show or any of the WWL shows that you love. Just download the free Odyssey app today, take control, or just tell your smart speaker to play WWL. Also, that Odyssey app, you can listen to the LSU Tigers, whoever they'll be taking on tomorrow between Arkansas or UCLA, on WWL or the Odyssey app for free. A 6 o'clock first pitch, 5:30 pregame coverage. Right now, Arkansas still leading UCLA 2-0. The Bruins, though, threatening with a man on second and third.
And a ground out ends the threat here.
Steve. And the threat is over.
Yeah, so we're heading to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Arkansas still holds the lead. For those that are interested, this game is on ESPN. It's got those dark clouds out, Steve, but it looks like
it's holding up.
Looks like the rain is staying away tonight, so maybe we'll see if they can get the whole game in. But, you know, I don't think LSU fans would be upset if there's any kind of delay that forces the rest of this game to tomorrow.
Tomorrow's show, we're going to find out the Saints Hall of Fame class for 2025. They're going to be announced. We want to know which member of the black and gold that hasn't been inducted that you feel belongs. Plus, we'll hear from Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak at 4:20. Then, as I mentioned, LSU baseball will try and punch their ticket to the College World Series Finals against either Arkansas or UCLA. 5:30 pregame coverage, a first pitch at 6 on WWL and the Odyssey app. For Charlie Long, I'm Steve Geller. Have a great night, everyone. Be talking to you tomorrow, and love you, New Orleans. Have a great one.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.